Shit. This is what happens when you're not tall enough. Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is what happens when you're not tall enough, or when they stock things up really high. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that short. Thanks. Hey, I recognize you. You're from that one stats research class, right? From last semester? So, how'd you do in her class? Oh, well, that's fine. I mean, as long as you passed, right? I mean, you did pass, right? Oh, that's good. A C. No, it's fine. It's fine. I understand. Stats isn't for everyone. And in that class, it was particularly difficult, you know, coming up with your own hypotheses. And, oh my gosh, testing them in the software. And, oh, it's just... I mean, it's hard for some people. I mean, no. I understood it because it's... I don't know. I just work well with numbers. And... Yeah, I mean, you're an excellent writer. Oh, I may have read a few of your thing. Your term paper. I read it. for the research class. I'm that person who read it. It was good. It was really good. You found a relationship between, you know, women's discrimination in the workforce, and it's really mind. I mean, it's not mind blowing. It's obvious, but it was. I thought it was really good work. Yeah, I was that person who left you all those ink and on your paper. Yeah, the one who corrected your your results, saying, yeah, there was a correlation between, yeah. I got a 4.0 last semester. Oh, I'm trying to be humble and modest about it. Gosh, I mean, I'm proud of myself all those sleepless nights, but That was last semester. This is this semester. Yeah, I could help you in that class. It's not hard. I made flashcards if you're interested. And the book. You don't need a book. You don't. just use my notes. I promise. My handwriting is not really sloppy when I'm not falling asleep. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, what do you want to tell me? What? It's fine. Come on, we'll go over to somewhere more secluded. Okay, what did you want to... Wait, why are we whispering? I guess because we're in the library. Well, what? What? Tell me. Yeah, well, what about me? Oh, thanks. I like you too. You're a pretty cool guy. You said you liked me, and I said I like you too. You're pretty smart, and your writing is really good. I enjoy your writing. Okay, what about my voice? I sound familiar. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Well, obviously I sound familiar. I was in three of your classes last semester. Come on. So? No, I don't do that stuff. Come on, I'm a good girl. I go to school 24/7. I mean, I don't go to school 24/7, but I have taken 19 units this semester, so I mean, I don't have time to do all that stuff, and I don't even go out. I don't have a nightlife, and my friends, I mean, they're all married and stuff and have kids already. And what? Audio, wait, audio porn. What is that? I'm not making a fuss. You're making a fuss. What are you talking about? You know, you keep on saying that I do this stuff, but I don't. And plus, why are you are listening to that stuff? Wow, I didn't know you get off to just listening to voices and stuff. What do they do? Well, what kind of things do they say? JOI? What is that? Jerk off instructions. So, what is it? You listen to a voice and they tell you how to stroke your cock? Look at that surprised look on your face. Come on, everybody says cock. So, what? What is it? You listen to an audio of a woman whose voice sounds like mine telling you how to stroke yourself. Is that it? Is that what you're accusing me of? Really? You know, I don't do that stuff. Rather, I record myself masturbating on cam. You actually believed me? Oh, shh. You actually believed me when I said that? Oh my gosh. You're so gullible. No, I don't do that stuff. But if you want me to help you out, I can try. What does she say in her audios? Like what? Sit down, be relaxed. Take off your pants and slowly rub your inner thighs. Did she do that? Yeah. And then does she tell you to rub yourself over your boxers? And then, right when you get semi hard, she tells you, take out your thick cock and start stroking it. Get some of your pre-cum. Wipe it down your cock. Slowly and gently rub your cock. Focusing on the head. Like that? Oh, what is this? You're a little excited, huh? Yeah, I feel something poking me. It's okay. I can keep quiet, but it's just you. Can you keep quiet? Oh, what's wrong? You can't keep quiet? Come on. Don't you want to have a little fun with I mean, since my voice sounds like hers, you just want me to whisper in your ear like this, right? Come on, lean down a little bit. Come on, lean down and just let me whisper in your ear. You feel so hard already through your pants. Oh. What else does she tell you to do? Or rather, does she make sounds? Wet, sloppy, filthy mouth sounds. While she gags on her dildo. And you pretend it was your cock. Fucking her face, making her moan. I bet you would just love that. Meeting her in person after you made her come so many times, you passionately just have sex with her, gently fucking her pussy in and out with your cock until she begs you to take her hard and fast again. Is that it? Yeah, is that what you imagine? Because that's what I imagine. Shh, you have to keep quiet, remember? Or else we're gonna be kicked out and then expelled from college and then we're never gonna graduate. So you have to be quiet, okay? Oh, fuck. Oh, is that it? Hey, take your hand. Yeah. Right here. Yeah, I got no panties under my skirt. Can you feel how wet I am already? Come on, stick a finger inside. And put it in your mouth and taste me. How do I taste like? Good. Oh, you're so cute. I just wanted to ruin you. Uh-oh. Someone's getting closer. No, I mean someone's coming over here. So that means we have to stop. What? Oh, are you getting close? Oh, I can help you out. Yeah, take your binder and cover that. Cover that bulge down there. Come on, let's go to my car and continue our little fun.